Wednesday is the 65th anniversary of the start of the Prague Uprising, when thousands of people took to the streets to try to liberate the city from Nazi occupation, just days before the arrival of the Red Army. Several events are being held to mark the date, including a memorial at Czech Radio, which made a dramatic call on citizens to fight the occupiers on the morning of the 5th of May 1945. Ian Willoughby was at the ceremony.
An army band played as President Václav Klaus laid a wreath in front of the Czech radio building on Vinohradská Street at lunchtime on Wednesday. He paid tribute to those who gave their lives in the fight for freedom in the dying days of World War II in Europe.
Logický by byl opačný přístup.
It would have been logical to take the opposite approach, because the aggressor was on his last legs. They could have calmly waited for his end. People in Prague didn't do that.
The president, who will be 69 next month, also offered a personal recollection of the Prague uprising.
Unlike most of you, 65 years ago I was nearby at the moment the radio called for help. I lived with my parents a short distance away on Tilovo Náměstí, and as a small child I began to become aware of the atmosphere then. Even then I knew that the atmosphere was dramatic. I was there when a barricade was built on the corner of Bělehradská and Yugoslavská streets. It is not possible to forget that.
Není možné na to zapomenout.
Among the other dignitaries who took part in Wednesday's ceremony was the Czech Prime Minister Jan Fischer.
By their actions, the heroes who took part in the Prague uprising 65 years ago, and whose memory we honour today, smashed one negative myth, that in their modern history, Czechs have never fought. In reality, in every dark era, there were those whose heroism won us the right to an independent existence.
Martin Barták is the Czech Defence Minister. At a reception after the memorial, I asked him what he considered the significance of the Prague uprising.
I think it's one of the most important days in the history of the Czech Republic, and we should commemorate it, and we should remember all these heroes and all these people who took part in this movement, in this people movement. That's the place, this institution where the history has been written for many times. This is one of the most important events, and all the most important persons as Mr. President, Mr. Prime Minister, and the Chairman of the Senate are coming, and this is very right thing. And this is also a message for our young people and young generations not to forget it.
The Prague uprising ended with a ceasefire on May 8, 1945. The following day, Red Army soldiers liberated the city, ending 6 long years of brutal Nazi repression.
Ian Willoughby reporting.